So actually, there are a lot of things I know I've learned this year. A lot of things. I'm really happy that, you know, as last year I was going to do, hello guys, you're not listening to Singing Vitas, hosted by Damilola Aguilar. But you know, now I just feel like, okay, these are my G's now. Yeah, let's talk with this up. How are you guys doing? I really hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing fine. So honestly, there's really nothing I want to talk about, if not for the fact that God has been so awesome. Like, he has been very faithful to me. You know, if you're going to remember, sometimes last year I wrote something on my WhatsApp status. I was like, I just want God to take charge over my life. I want him to give me the gift of salvation. I want to know him more. I want to relate with him. I want to understand my Bible. I want to hear from God. I want to see him. I want to see his doings. And honestly, this year has been so, so awesome. Like, that gave me the vibe. Not the vibe, the belief actually, that if I say anything with my mouth, forget, if the Lord is going to answer it, he's going to answer it fully. And I'm really grateful for how far I've come. I'm honestly grateful over my spiritual life. I really give it to God. He has been the best. I come to think of it, I'm now a big girl. I'm quarter to 400 level. Like, are you serious? Wow, I'll soon be done. And then no more reading for exams and all that, no more, you know, just sit down in my husband's house and we'll be going to shop. I'll be wife of a girl, finish, go to shop, come back home, you know. Trust me, that's not my plan for the future, never. That's not my plan. You know who I am. You know I won't be somebody like that. And again, if we're going to be talking about my academic life, oh, honestly, it has, you know, everything has just been so well, and it looks like this is the time for Thanksgiving and testimonies, you know, political aspects too. In fact, that one actually, because this year I emerged as my, not like I emerged, nobody said they appoint me. I bought form, I vied for the position, and I won the election as my department speaker. And you know what, it got to a time that the whole workload and everything really got to me. Like, I felt like, Omo, I'm going to resign, I don't care. But then mommy called me, she sat me down, ah, damn it, you don't have to do this. And you know what, God has just been so awesome. Everything is like falling in lines, everything is falling in right places. I learned the new song actually, so I don't know if it's going to be correct. I don't know if I learned it correctly, but since the day I learned it, I've just been singing it. I went for a particular carol, and it was actually my roommates that invited me, and they sang. You see, that carol, while they were singing, like, God was actually ministering to me. Like, the next song, God is going to minister it to me before they actually sing it. And I'll be like, wow, I was shouting. Because, you know, they're like, you're singing right now, and then daddy is telling me the next song you are going to sing. And when the person singing is actually going to sing, it's going to be that song. So there was one song that he sang, but when I heard that song, I knew, I don't know the lyrics of the song, but then I just, you know, I've just been hearing that song since I was small, but I've not been able to like understand the lyrics and everything. But this time around, I was able to get the lyrics. I'm not sure, so please, after listening, please drop in the comment section if I'm actually correct. Okay, don't mind my voice actually. The song goes this way. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. He's always just the same. Oh, praise his holy name. That is the reason why I love him so. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. So that's it, guys. I love that song. Like, right from when I was young, people usually sing that song, but I really don't know the lyrics and everything. So when they are singing it, I'm just going to be doing But now, you know, I can put in lyrics and they are making sense to me. So honestly, I'm so happy. I'm really happy about that. So guys, like, this coming year, actually, because today is the last day of the year, like last day of the year. Don't worry, it is today. Today is 31st. I recorded this audio 31st of January. Like, I really waited. You know, it has been scratching my body. That means let's record. I said, no. That means we're going to do it on the last day of this month. Because that's how we do it. The last day of this month, the last day of this week, the last day of this year. Oh my Jesus. My daddy today. Do. God is so awesome. Honestly, it's really awesome. So next year, like January 1st to 31st, there's something we're going to be doing. You're going to be catching up with me here every day. Like every day, I'm going to be posting a podcast every blessed day. You know, God is leading me to like title the podcast like the old thing, like the old 31 days thing. It's just to test my consistency ability or capability, something like that. But you know, there's actually going to be something we'll be talking about. It's just going to be like the 31 days of me being single. I'm single. So like, I'm just going to be explaining each day how I'm feeling. You know, some days you feel like men are scum, then some other days you feel like, I want to experience love. God, what is going on? So you know, you're going to be catching up with me here every day from the 1st to the 31st of January 2023. I think that's the best way to start the year. Honestly, I love you guys so much. I really love you. Thank you so much for, you know, coming up for me, checking up on me, listening to my podcast, seeing me anywhere and asking me, when is the next episode coming out? You know, you guys are my real G's. You are the best people I can ever have. Thank you so much. God bless you. This is like a shout out to Faye the First. I'm so happy. She's going to be starting her podcast next year, like tomorrow. But then Faye has been so awesome to me. Auntie Faith, anywhere you are, I know you'll be listening to this. My daddy will bless you. Honestly, I don't know what I did to Auntie Shei, but she just decided to be my lover. She just decided to be somebody that, you know, she's my number one fan. She's always supporting me, helping me. Like, the things that Auntie Shei is doing for me on this podcast is things that other people collect like 100k from people to do. But then she will sit me down. You know, she'll be doing as if the podcast is her own. Please, if you finish listening, let me type under the comment section, Auntie Shei, thank you for singing me. Please let me type it. Auntie Shei has been so awesome. Like, she has been very, very awesome. I really appreciate you. Thank you so much. And another shout out to Gift. Okay. Thank you so much for loving me. Honestly, I don't even know you, but every time, you know, you're always liking, you're always supporting, you're doing things even if I don't know you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. Shore, blessing, mommy, daddy, Samuel, Olaoluwa, Atisheu. I love you guys. I really love you. I love you all. Esther, Damilola, Finjomo, Brother Dami, Promise, Jonadu, Amama, Sister Praise. You guys are loving. Thank you so much. I'm not going to forget Pastor Timmy. That's always good to see me. Singi B, so you can talk like that. You'll be doing your Igbo. I never talking now. You'll be talking nonsense. Honestly, I really love everybody. I love you so much. I love you. Thank you so much for supporting me. You're even keeping me going. You know, that support, that love, it keeps me going. Thank you so much. I really appreciate God too. You know, God, me and God, we can't discuss that one again in the corner. So guys, please be ready for January 1st to January 31st. Be really ready for me, because I am ready, and I am ready for you. I wish you all the best this new year. All the best. Every good things this new year have to offer. I really wish you. May God bless you. May the Lord be with you. This new year, you're going to be awesome. This new year is your year. I know you said it last year, but don't worry. This year again is your year. At least keep saying it. One year, it will be your year in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much, guys. I love you. Bye.